I'm the chair of the department, so my head has been more in the administrative side of things than teaching lately. And I've been teaching a lot of research methods. So my goal there is just to please get them to understand. You know, just trying to get them to see something that doesn't look very sexy on the surface as something that's very important to understand. So, for instance, if I can get them to understand how to read an article or a book that's based in some sort of quantitative analysis, then they're better equipped to deconstruct some of those science claims that, right, those, like, for instance, I always bring as an example to get them into this, the bell curve. And if you knew anything, and that was the book that said that blacks and kids from single low-income homes were genetically predisposed to a lower average IQ. But if you know something about statistics, you can take those arguments apart very quickly, which Stephen Jay Gould did. And so I use that as an example of why it's important for all of us to know this very dry, boring stuff, right? So that you can't critique an argument if you don't have the tools to unpack it. So that's kind of my goal, is to break through that sort of resistance. Our students are really drawn to diversity because they're in sociology. They come to sociology because it speaks to them, like it spoke to me. But when I try to take them more to something that's a little drier, they get really freaked out about it. They get really anxious about it. So I try to use strategies that kind of calm them down, and I give them extra credit, and I try to get if I can get some of the anxiety out of the way, then I can get them to see why this is important and why it really is relevant to social justice issues. So that's kind of, as a goal, that's one of my goals, is to get them to, one, read. That's to get them to read and to get them to understand the importance of reading, of being aware of what's going on in the world and thinking critically about it, and developing what we call sociological imagination to ask those difficult questions that sort of violate those norms and bring them into question. Like, well, why are more women doing this than that? Or why aren't women in politics in greater numbers? Or, you know, why is that? So my goal is to get them to question, to think critically, and to ask questions that sort of disrupt the normative order, and to do the hard work that has to be done to be willing to be committed to sort of develop their social justice spirit, so that they're willing to do the work that it takes to really make change in the world. So that's part of it. I think a big goal right now, just because of what's happening in education, what's happening in K-12, is just to get students to understand why education is more, it should be empowering, not just a means to a better job and social mobility, but empowering. And if you see it that way, then you're not so bored with being here. You don't want it just to get through and end.